This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're talking about Jesus tonight. We commissioned a survey on Australian attitudes to Jesus and got some surprising results, John.
We did. I think it's important for people to realise that we got this done by a secular social research company. This was not our own research.
It was all above board.
And we were just very keen to find out what the average Australian, whether they're Christian or not, thinks about the person of Jesus. And yeah, we were stunned, not only with the results, the survey results, but with the media response to the survey. I mean, you and I were basically on the phone for the whole day talking to radio stations around the country. People fascinated to realise that Australians still had a bit of time for Jesus.
So the average Australian is far more interested in Jesus than you might imagine. In fact, we asked people to identify themselves as either born-again Christians or something else, and of those who said they were not born-again Christians, 42% of those surveyed still believed Jesus was a real figure who had divine powers. Mm. What do we make of that?
Well, I think we make of it that Jesus is more popular than the church.
Yes, you don't see all those people in church on a Sunday, but obviously there's something about Jesus that's still special to people. He stands out. They really think he was there and existed back there in Palestine 2,000 years ago. But more than that, they're willing to think that he is somehow connected to God.
It's extraordinary. And I think it, you know, in part it shows a residue of sort of Christian heritage in Australia. People find it hard to give up on Jesus, partly because of those that cultural background that Australia has. But I think equally, the little people know about Jesus is compelling. He is a standout guy. And there are all sorts of things that have made him stand out for Australians. I think the way he was known to have befriended the down and outs, the sinners or whatever, the way he rebelled against authority, those sorts of things have always resonated a little with Australians.
Well, I remember hearing John Cleese of Monty Python fame being interviewed about why they didn't make the Life of Brian movie about Jesus. And they said, we tried, but he just had too much integrity.
Yes, indeed.
They just couldn't make fun of him. Yeah. He just stood out as special.
What I think was equally interesting was that nearly half of Australians who aren't born again, so 45%, still believe that Jesus rose again from the dead.
Isn't that startling? Because it suggests something that's the opposite of what we're being told by the atheists at the moment. People still do believe that this kind of miraculous event is possible and probably happened.
Yeah. I think you'd get the impression from the general media that most people don't believe in miracles, you know, most people don't believe in God, most people wouldn't believe in a silly thing like a resurrection. Because that does seem often to be the public rhetoric. And yet a survey like this digs down and finds out that the average Australian has a different view of things, thinks that things like resurrections are still possible, at least in the case of Jesus.
Okay, now there are a few other stats that are worth mentioning which aren't quite so positive. It's still tough for Australians to find out about Jesus from the right places. 40.6% of those surveys couldn't accurately tell you where Jesus' life was recorded.
I think that's fantastic.
That leaves a bit of work for us to do to alert people to, hey, have a look in the New Testament. You might find in the Gospels the information you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. And again, it goes to this issue of Jesus being part of a cultural memory. It's not that people have grown up with reading the Bible. That's not where they get their Jesus stuff from. It's from maybe the occasional Hollywood movie, from the Christmas cards. They've sort of picked it up from different places. And when asked, well, actually, where does the story come from? You know, a lot of people are not that sure.
Not sure. But we also asked people whether they knew the sayings of Jesus. We gave them a bunch of sayings. Can you identify which ones are from Jesus and which ones are from other people? And again, to our amazement, around about 90% of people could get the sayings right. I mean, there was one saying that I think a quarter of people thought that it was Jesus rather than Benjamin Franklin who said, God helps those who help themselves. Jesus didn't say that as far as we know. But most Australians could still identify the sort of things that Jesus said and his sayings about love and peace and compassion.
Well, I think that is stunning that this overwhelming majority of Australians have a hunch about his core message. You know, Jesus was on about love and compassion. And peace. I mean, it would have been good to dig down further and find out whether they actually understood that to mean Jesus simply preached about being nice to people, or whether Australians actually rightly thought Jesus talked about God's compassion, God's love for us. So not just ethical teaching, but also the teaching about salvation that, that Jesus brought. Again, you know, that's for further surveys to dig out.
It does seem to suggest that for Christian people who want to talk to those around them, Jesus is a really good place to start because people are already positively disposed towards Jesus.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the takeaway point. Christians need to realize Jesus is the best thing they have going for them.
Okay, mate, now one more figure. Only 11% of those who weren't born again said that Jesus was not a real figure in history, but that's still pretty high. One in 10 people don't think Jesus even existed.
Yeah, so I was puzzled by the extent of belief on the one hand, but also by the extent of unbelief, because you wouldn't find 10%, you wouldn't find 1% of professional scholars who think Jesus didn't live. I mean, I personally do not know of a single biblical historian or ancient historian in any university who thinks Jesus didn't live. And yet somehow 11% of Australians think he didn't.
Well, mate, that sounds like a good topic for tomorrow night's discussion.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.